As we heard earlier, for over a decade and a half, artist Georgia O'Keeffe would return to Lake George for the summer. She referred to it as my summer place.
Mm-hmm. For many families throughout the country, Lake George is their family place. It is a spot where families come year after year, and others will discover it for the first time this year.
Michael Consuelo is the executive director at Lake George Regional Chamber of Commerce. He joins us this morning to discuss the impact this exhibition will have on tourism, what impact tourism will have on this exhibit, as well as the overall role the chamber plays in the lure of the Queen of American Lakes and the surrounding region. Michael, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to be here.
So you
beautiful
have
beautiful setting.
it doesn't get much better than this, does it? Then maybe I'm being on the shore of Lake George.
On the lake. But I have to say that in April I had an opportunity to visit the George O'Keeffe Museum in Santa Fe, New Mexico,
yeah.
And this is as equally as impressive. It was a phenomenal visit and just wonderful artwork. But to be surrounded by this, you can't beat it.
So what do you do?
What do I do?
I go out,
and I'm my responsibility, not only to our membership, but to our community and our region, is to promote Lake George as a destination. We've been doing this for over 60 years now with the Chamber of Commerce. We think we've been doing it pretty well to be in that business for that long, and it's just an opportunity, again, to, as Joe mentioned, the beauty of the lake, and as George O'Keeffe had mentioned, her vision of it and the beauty of it. It's just nice for us to have an opportunity to introduce that to so many other travelers.
So getting down to it, Lake George is a different destination for many different kinds of people. Mm-hmm. There are people who come and want to have a good time. They wear shorts. They drink a little. And the rest of the stuff. And then there's this mm-hmm. wonderful elite catering to our minds and our best thoughts. I mean, you have to sort of balance all of that, right?
We do, and what I've seen over the years is, yes, we've been always known as a family-friendly destination. Mom, dad, couple kids coming up, playing miniature golf, going on the lake and doing all of those wonderful activities. But we've also seen a change over the years in that with the help of our friends within the region, meaning Glens Falls, Queensbury, and the other towns, the opportunity for art and entertainment is starting to show and be very predominant. And it's with exhibits like this and the beautiful Hyde collection that we're able to actually tell our folks and our visitors there's much more to do than just the typical boat rides and the walking along the lake. Nothing wrong with that, but we're seeing now people are wondering more about the arts and the entertainment.
But one of the things that, I mean, let's not forget about the elephant in the room, which is in the early 1900s when George O'Keeffe was writing about this place, saying the same thing, that it was the natural beauty of it. If you didn't have that lake, if you didn't have the Adirondacks, if you didn't have the mountain, if you didn't have all of this stuff, it would be a harder sell. I mean, that's what people are coming. I mean, that's what people are ultimately coming for. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all the other stuff, of course, but it is the physical beauty of this place in a 6 million acre park, mm-hmm. that is the Adirondacks, that certainly is the draw.
You're absolutely right. It is the lake, but it also is the surrounding area, and there is just so much to see and do within our region. And the fact that the Lake George is the brand. They come to us because of Lake George, but there is just so much to enjoy within not only Warren County, but the entire Adirondacks. We've been fortunate as the chamber to have the opportunity to operate a couple of information centers. And as a result of that, we've been able to find out what the wants and the needs of the travelers are. So we're able to gather information, and we're finding out that it's a good deal of it is what else is there to do besides the lake. Without the lake, we would just be, you know, another spot on the map. But the lake certainly has its beauty, but there's also so much else to see and do between the art, the bike paths, the hiking, and the, and all of the other activities that surround it. So it's a combination of both, and that's our primary goal, is to get them here.
Again, going back to O'Keefe, when she was writing and talking about Canadian tourists coming down to Lake George at the time, that's still the case.
I mean,
you're still dealing with that. What are the demographics that you see? People are coming from where? As, when we hear about staycations and all that, you know, what do you know?
Our ideal vacationer visitor is 4.5 to 5 hours away. So we're in that right location between Boston, New York, Philadelphia. Of course, our friends from the north up in Montreal, very, very heavily trafficked. They come down. The shopping is great. If their dollar is good, we're going to see them coming to visit us. And it's, and we enjoy the, our friends from the north. But it's also that that still somewhat tank of gas away that we like to, you know, tell our folks that we're just in that right driving time frame.
I've been covering this area a long time. I started my radio career in, here in Glens Falls. And every meeting that I ever went to in tourism, any meeting that I've ever had where the head of the Chamber of Commerce was there and they talked to the individual, I can't tell you how many stories I've done on what was the effect of the summer season. And it's like talking to farmers. It's never, it could have been this, it would have been that. How do you, it rained too much, it was not enough rain, we had sunny days, we would have done better, the weather was beautiful, people didn't come, it was rainy, they did come. It's always funny to me in covering that. For you, how do you deal with that?
Well, the last thing I wanted to do is talk about rain because we had enough
of it
the last few
days. Right.
But we certainly have an awful lot of other activities that are drawing people here. And it is such a weather-dependent destination. And we're seeing that over the course of the years. Folks are saying, okay, let's look at the weather pattern for the next couple of days. It looks like it's going to be good. Let's go up to Lake George. And so we're seeing that, and so we have to rely on shorter bookings, and
make that, and that easier for them.
It makes it easier for them,
but you have to make it easier.
We have to help that, but it makes it more difficult for our operators and our business owners because they just have to, rely on when that influx of people are going to be coming in. So it's very difficult for them to plan. Whereas in many years ago, Lake George always used to be perceived as almost like a cruise line. Saturday to Saturday, you'd find that 7-day stay, and you can always kind of rely on that length of stay for the visitors coming in. But now the vacations are starting to be a little bit shorter. They're more in the 2 or 3 day realm, and again, they look at weather. But when you factor in the fact that we have Americades, we have the Elvis Festival, we have the car shows, the Big Apple Circus that's coming in, we have the beautiful exhibits that we have here at the Hyde Collection. There is so much to do that we just tell our folks that there is a time for them to enjoy it, whether the weather is good or bad. And so we kind of help ourselves prepare for them.
That's all very positive, and I respect
you.
You have to deal with the police sometime because there can be a rowdy element too, right?
There can be. This Americade, I think the crowds were very good. We didn't see as much as we would have liked to, but our police force and our folks in Warren County, they're very wonderful to work with, as well as our public services, and we couldn't be happier than to be in a better place than Lake George.
Michael Consulo is the executive director of the Lake George Regional Chamber of Commerce. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you
very much.
Pleasure.
A reminder, you can find out more about Michael and about all the wonderful work that the Lake George Chamber does by going to their website, which is lakegeorgechamber.com. Michael, again, thank you for sharing with us
this morning
and have a wonderful
summer
season. You're listening to the Roundtables, a live broadcast from the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls, New York.